And it said that love is in, that love is inside your spirit if you're born again. But you are the one who will, who has to put it into practice. You choose to let that love loose from within you. You choose to let it loose. We can choose to love all people, even our enemy. Almost anyone can love those who love them. If anybody bragging on you, love you, you ain't got no problem. Wow, bring it on, bro. Bring it on. But the Bible tells us to love our enemies. We choose to love all people, even the unlovable. We love as God loves. It involves the giving of our lives for the benefit of mankind. See, when you get up and pray, when you take time to pray, you go visit somebody, that's giving up. See, you got something else to do. But you give up what's yourself and go do what God wants you to do. God wants his love to be shared abroad. He wants his love to be spread it out. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God don't go out. See, if you're going out witness to people talking about how God going to get you for this and he going to get you for that, you need to stay at the house because you're a problem. God never told you. Let me make a statement here. And I'm going to have to cut it off. God never told you to go out and talk about a person's sin. You know why? I read it last week. I don't know if you got it. You know why he told you not to talk? He never tells you to. He said, go preach the gospel. He said, go tell the truth. He never told you, you better put that bill down. You're going to hell. He ain't never told you to say that. Never. You know why? Because that man's sins has already been forgiven. He just don't know it. Now that woman's sin, or that person's sin, already been forgiven. They just don't know it. And you're not going to get it across to them by telling them they're going to hell if they're drinking a beer.
Amen.
Get Jesus in there, put that beer down. Hello? So, where did I stop it? Yeah. This does not merely refer to dying physically. It mainly refers to our being willing to give up our own will and way and take time to pray and intercede for all men. Remember what Timothy said, 1 Timothy 2:1? What did he say? First of all, prayer, intercession, giving the thanks be made for all men. For all men. Why? Because that's how you'll get God to them. God not gonna get God's word and knowledge, and not gonna get to them by you talking about something else. You're gonna talk about the love of God, the will of God, the gospel, the good news, what Jesus has done. The love that God has. That's what's going to change them. You pounding on them, talking, they already know they're bad. You come up here talking about, you're black, Jimmy, you're black. I already know that. What you going to tell me that for? I already know that. I don't need you to tell me that. You need to tell me something I don't know. And we're not sent out to condemn people, we're sent to tell the good news so they can be set free, so they can come to Jesus, so they can find their new self. So they can become a new you, new person. Hallelujah. John 15:13. Now, see, I want to get to this and mention that, and I'll let you go. John 15:13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for a friend. Jesus laid his life down. Compassion. I'm going to have to skip. Compassion. Love is the base for all Christian activity. Compassion is the ingredient. It is the ingredient of divine love. If you have no compassion, you're not operating in divine love. Jesus did it. And we see the people that early church in the book of Acts did it. We have stories of other people who did it. Compassion. That's why it went about. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching and preaching, healing, setting the captive free. Why? He was operating in the compassion of God. And that will bring deliverance to a person who will hurt him. That's what brings it, compassion. Compassion brings deliverance. Glory to God. And because you have compassion, your flesh will say, I don't feel like prayer. But you'll tell your flesh, shut up, there's somebody need me. There's somebody need what I know and what the Spirit of God can get to and get through to them. They need me. God need me to obey. Now, you say, God don't need me. I'm going to ask you a question now. What control your body, your feet or your head? Well, then when I dismiss, your head say, let's go, and your feet won't obey. What you going to do? We come back out here in the morning. You still sitting here. I thought you said your head needs your body. I'm trying to tell you, God needs you. That's why Jesus needs us. We are his body. We are his body. And we go and you know, we pray a prayer. Lord, you go over yonder and do that. No, I believe Jesus said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Amen. Compassion will cause you to pray. Compassion will cause you to witness. Compassion will move you. When you see somebody acting ugly, compassion will call you to pray for them. I told you on the prayer line that it my heart went out to them. You just have to be led in a situation like that. I saw this woman and this young man, boy, they were tussling up on right out there on the side of the road. And because something had went down that wasn't right. Compassion went out for those people. God help them. See, the love of God will change all that. You won't be saying bad words to your wife and husband, your spouses and your children and your boss man, your neighbor and all that when the love of God is in control. You won't do things underhanded. You won't get behind their back and talk about them and all kinds of stuff and try to undermine them when the love of God is in control. When somebody is hurting and sick, the compassion of God will bring deliverance to that. And that's what he want to use us to do. You need to know. One of the things that really, when I first heard about the word, and just one of the, not the only thing, but one of the things really made an impact. I just had a, and that's why I guess you'll see me pray for people in a heartbeat. And then you got to know how to be led there because you can pray too quick. But I'm telling you, I pray for people because I love to see people heal. I ain't never like sickness. How many of you like pain? I don't like it. I hate it. And I thank God for healing. Amen. That's what God want to get to the world. They're hurting. They're lost. And sometimes we get caught up in ourselves. When you give up yourself, then I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to minister to that person. Holy Spirit, I'm open to you. You know, you just don't go out and just try to romp everybody's face. You see, you just be led. And just, when the Lord lets you know inside, I need to say something to that person. And take the attitude of it, Lord, if you don't want me to witness to that person, just stop me because I'm finna do it. He'll tell you, hold up. He'll tell you, go ahead. He won't become that close to you. He wants you to become that close to him, that you know him like that.
He wants you to come so close that you'll put a blue shirt on with a white tee on it. Put that blue shirt on with a white tee on it. And it'll represent tee. Come on, there's.